Hi, this is Antonio Guimaraes. I am recording this from East Providence, Rhode Island. I am a returning ViaBug member, and I'm here today to talk to you about a device called the Habo One. Habo is spelled H-A-B like boy, L-E, space the number one. And the Habo One is out of a company in the Netherlands. It is essentially a Braille keyboard that can be used to navigate and to write on a mobile device, a smartphone, a tablet, and it supports in Windows and Mac as well, but I think navigation there is limited. So think of it when you're writing on an iPhone with the Braille keyboard, the virtual Braille keyboard turned on. You use your router to navigate to the Braille keyboard, put your phone on landscape in front of you with the screen away from you. You calibrate the screen with your three fingers on the right, three fingers on the left. Now the phone knows where your fingers are, and you can type in Braille. With Habo One, you don't have to calibrate. You don't have to worry a whole lot about hitting the wrong part of the screen and having to correct a lot, because it's a hardware device with buttons for the Braille dots and two vertical navigation, you know, like F7 and F8 or .7 or .8. Essentially, that's a summary of the device. The company is doing a pilot in the United States, inviting people to contact them, showing an interest. And those who are interested are to know also that the device is being purchased, and then you participate in the pilot. And at the end of the one-month pilot, you can return the product for a refund. My main contact at the company is Lilia Varnakova. Her email address, for those who want to contact her, is lilia@iamhabo.com. L-I-L-I-Y-A at I-A-M like Mike, H-A-B like boy, L-E dot com. So I'll give you a demo and talk a little bit about the pilot as much as I know about it. Currently on their website, pricing for those in four countries in Europe who can purchase it now is at 239 euros, which is probably around $250. I've been hearing that the device won't be as expensive in the US. You will expect to probably pay lower, under $200 for the device in the pilot and after the pilot. Pricing is being worked out within Habo. Those who here who are interested in participating in the pilot, I'll make all the information to sign up for it available on the ViaBug site, if that's how we want to deal with it. I think that's the easiest way to disseminate the information for people who want to participate. Look for something from me on the list and fill out the form that results from clicking on a link, and I'll put there again the email for Lilia. The pilot begins November 1st and ends November 30th. They are trying to get folks to sign up and pay for the device by October 15th or 20th. So I'll next give you a quick demo of how to use the Habo. I am on my phone here. The phone is on the desk. The Habo is in my hand.
Apple Native Apps folder, 26 apps, one new item.
And I'm navigating. If I want to flick right, I keep down .7 and tap and release .8.
Blind related folder, 12 apps.
I keep down the 7 and tap down the 8 again.
Books folder, 8 apps. Communication folder, 6 apps. Google Apps folder, 11 apps.
If I want to go left, I keep down the right button, which is .8, and tap .7. And these buttons are located .7 to the left of .123 in Braille, and .8 is to the right of .456 on the Braille cell here on the keyboard. So we're moving left again. Hold 8, tap 7.
Communication folder, 6 apps.
Again.
Books folder, 8 apps. Blind related folder, 12 apps.
And there are certain commands on this firmware version that are missing. For instance, going to the top of the screen and going to the bottom of the screen, they need to be fixed. Things like that are moving targets for the developers, I guess. But if I want to select something, so double tapping on something, I press 7 and 8 together.
Books folder, 8 apps.
I did
books,
that.
Heading.
And inside my books folder, if I flick right, press 7, tap 8.
Voice Dream Reader, Bard Mobile, Audible, Blue Fire Reader.
And then going left, hold a tab 7.
Audible, Bard Mobile, Voice Dream Reader, Books, heading.
And going home for Braille display users, this should be familiar. I press and hold the letter H, that's 125. The device here in my hand vibrates and the phone executes a home command.
Books folder, 8 apps.
So next I'm going to open an app and type a message.
Communication folder, 6 apps.
This is the folder where my app is located. I'll press 7 and 8 together to select.
Communication, heading.
And move right.
WhatsApp, Voreal, Simple Note.
Simple Note is the app I'm going to use for now. 7 and 8 together.
Simple Note, sidebar, button.
And I'm going to flick right with the device.
All notes, heading. New note, button.
New note. I'll select this. 7 and 8.
New note, text field, is editing, insertion point at start.
I'll type something right now.
Space. New line.
I pressed a combination of dots 4 plus 8 to press an enter or create a new line. I did that twice. So when I go and read what I wrote, I'll flick left and then right.
Dismiss keyboard button. Text field is editing. I am glad to be back at Vibug. Character mode, insertion point at end.
So that's typing a message. I can just get out of this app and
Simple
it'll save
note.
My
communication folder, 6 communication folder, 6 apps.
It'll save my message and I can go to the app switcher with dots 2, 3, press and hold, and the device vibrates and executes it.
App switcher, simple note, active. Action era, active. NPR1, act. LinkedIn, active. Mail, active. Spotify, active. Actions
I'll
available.
Open Spotify.
Spotify, search, heading.
Soon there'll be a go to bottom of the screen command. There's not currently, so I'm going to reach to my phone and
tab bar, your library, tab, 3
do
of 3.
Do that. And now I'm going to flick to the left because I know that.
Hot track, connect, Amigo e acute, prices, coises, AOAV, vertical scroll bar, Amigo e acute, connect to a device, play button.
I play a Brazilian song here. I was listening to it before, and I'll go out of the app and start playing and pausing from the home screen with dot 2. So that's akin to pressing a two-finger double tap. I'll play it.
Daily folder, 8 apps. Home.
Paused it. I'll play it. That's a jam. I paused it again. And that is the demo. You should look for a pilot link and message from me. And in that message, I'll have a link to the form to show interest and contact information for Lilia. I want to thank you for your time. And we'll switch back to the live meeting now where I'll try to answer your questions. Thank you.
Before we get the questions, I just wanted to say if you want to send that information over, we could put it on to Tim. We could put it on our resources page and that'd be great.
Okay. I have two corrections and one is related to that. 239 euros is about $276. And when I said they would put it on the site, I meant that I could put it on the list, but I'll send it to you. And the battery life is something I forgot to talk about, is about the 50 hours that they advertise on the site. It's very efficient on battery.
How big is the device? What connection connects it to the iPhone?
I would say it's about 5 inches long and slim and sort of credit card-like. And so it's a little longer than a credit card. So, and it's Bluetooth.
So Antonio, I'm curious, because there's already the Orbit Rider is already out. I wonder what prompted this company to come up with this device and what you think the differences are between it and the Orbit Rider, which is about $150 cheaper.
I don't know the Orbit Rider, so without a quick explanation, it seems like it's a similar thing.
It's about the size of a big candy bar, and it's essentially a Braille keyboard for the iPhone. And if you think about the standard, you know, iOS Braille input the commands, that's what it's doing. So it's basically a Braille display for the iPad without for an iPhone or an iPad without the display itself, just the keyboard part.
That's essentially what this is. I don't know if the developers and the makers were aware of the Orbit Writer and what their differentiating factors are, but...
Hi, Antonio. This is Nina. A question that I have for you is actually two questions. One is, this seems like it doesn't use like the standard like Braille cords, and I was wondering if you know why that is. And secondly, you spoke to the fact that after a month you return it back to the company. So what do they do with them? Are they going to then sell them refurbished, or is that these are just prototypes?
These are prototypes that they will probably somehow let. For now, the casing has a feel, not a very finished feel. I think it feels pretty finished to me, but they are making the final product later on. And you can keep it. It's just if you return it, you get a refunded the money that you paid up front for it. That is a fact that I want to emphasize, is that I think they're looking for to fix a price in the US. And so they're looking for people to buy it ahead of time and then have that option at the end. And it would be below $200 in the US, I believe, from what I've been hearing from them, not $276. That's just the price that they're selling in Europe.
Do you know a little bit more about the company that is creating them?
Not besides the fact that I spoke with both co-founders and their startup out of the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. I don't know much else. This is their first product.
Are the co-founders blind?
I would guess not.
What are the requirements of participation? Because normally when you participate in something like along the lines of a research project, you're not just getting a device, use it, return it or not, without them getting something out of the exercise. So what is it that they are looking for from people who choose to participate? Are they looking for some feedback, whatever, as part of participation?
And Antonio, you're going to have to...
Right. They're planning to send at least two surveys, one at the beginning, one at the end, with questions regarding the use and the device and maybe the pricing, things like that. So they are going to be looking for some input from folks who are participating.
And is that spelled out in the process of sort of before you buy, etc., whatever material they are sending, I think to be helpful for people to know ahead of time.
Thank you, Kabina. I haven't seen that being spelled out anywhere, but that's something that you would need to do for people to plop money down for this and, you know, and know the expectations. So that's reasonable. I'll give that as feedback.
No, I'm just thinking, I was wondering if it could be used maybe as a timepiece, especially if it gives out a vibration, because otherwise I'm not really sure why it needs the vibration in the keyboard, unless they're thinking of doing something else with that feedback.
It's menu, you press a combination of all six keys, and then you enter another command after that. So, and then I'll check how much battery is left, I press another command. Then it vibrates twice to let me know there's middle, you know, two bars. It does these weird things. It vibrates when you press a number sign or a capital sign to let you know that you're writing a capital letter. I think that's not necessary myself, but it also lets you know when you press an H for home, for instance, it vibrates to let you know that it sent the command, I guess. It's an interesting idea to have it give you the time in a vibration format.
I was just thinking as an additional function. And the other question I have is, when you were typing in things, was it because of your iPhone settings that we weren't hearing, you know, that like letters being put in or words being put in? Was there any, you know, had you set your phone up so there wasn't any audio feedback or?
Yeah, those are my settings. And you also didn't hear the click when you flick around. So right. Those are my settings.
iPhone navigation using Braille's been out for a while now, and there's kind of a standard set of navigation commands that at least most current Braille displays use. I'm wondering why they didn't stick with those, and why they've kind of seems like they've reinvented the wheel in terms of the whole navigation using this device.
I don't think they're well informed in regards to that, because frankly, the previous firmware had a different layout. They changed to a new firmware, and I had to go and look in the manual for a new layout. So I will give them that feedback to his standard input for Braille displays and Braille devices.
Since there's probably going to be updates to this over time, is there a mechanism or a process that you're going to have so that this can be updated without sending it in across the pond?
That was very easy. It comes with a USB-C cable, and you connect it to a Windows machine. They don't have a Mac way of doing this. They know it. But you download the firmware and connect the device and press a few keys, and that is very easy.
Can you set it up to Braille in either grade one or grade two?
I would think that that's a function of your phone setting. You can type whatever you want to type. So if you want to type A-B-O-U-T and press space, you write the word about. So you're free to type as you wish. The phone itself has a setting for grade two. So yeah, I'm not in the text message now, but I think if you press the G and hold the G, it does a translation thing. I've seen that before. So I think that is a setting.
Okay, thank you so much, Antonio.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to the information on the email list. Yeah.